This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when I buy a present for my husband, because it was his birthday last week, I like to buy something that I could enjoy also. I just figure we might as well kill two birds with one stone, because I hate shopping. I hate spending money, so if I'm actually going to purchase something, it might as well be something I can enjoy, right? You know, I like bowling balls, I like racquetball rackets, you know, so I'll buy him a racket, and then I'll borrow it. Or I'll buy him a really comfy sweatshirt, and then I'll borrow it. So this year, what I decided to get him for his birthday is I really wanted to get one of these Google Homes. I think there's like the Amazon Alexas and then Google Homes. And so I read some reviews, and it looked like Google Home was apparently, you know, pretty high up with what we wanted. Because I guess it can access YouTube, and so then you could ask it to play a song. So we just opened it up. So I haven't been able to play around and figure all that out. Like today, I asked Google Home. You basically can ask it anything, and it'll give you an answer. So, you know, I asked, that, you know, who's Dr. Dahlia? And then they go, the Dr. Dahlia Show is an American personality. And they basically read off of the Wikipedia. And I'm like, well, that's cool, because then I didn't have to Google myself. You know, it's kind of nuts. Okay? I wanted to know the temperature today. So I go, you know, hey, and you always have to, I guess, start, hey, Google. My kids are trying to teach me how to use it. So you go, hey, Google. And it lights up. And I go, what's the temperature outside? And they say, okay, well, in Las Vegas, whatever, it's like 50-some degrees. When I woke up, it was like 50 degrees. I was like, wow. So I knew to go and, you know, get my thermal underwear on and get some gloves and a scarf, because 50 degrees in Vegas is like really, really cold. Then by the time I left the house, it was 57 degrees. But you could just ask it things. I wanted to know when my next period was going to come, right? And they couldn't answer that. They're like, I can't help you with that. I go, well, I'd like you to help me with that, because I need to know when my next cycle's going to be, okay? Because I got to figure out. Then if she said today, then I would definitely change my scrubs from light scrubs to dark, right? So that would help. So very interesting. So I'm going to the website now, and I guess it's features, and I'm not trying to do a commercial for Google, because, you know, they're not a sponsor, although that would be a pretty sweet sponsor if I could get Google to sponsor the Dr. Dahlia Show. But you know what? The fact that, hey, Google knows who I am and will tell everybody who I am if they ask, I'm happy with that. So I guess there's a calculator. So I could ask Google, this Google woman, it's a woman, okay? And I could ask her what's 2 to the power of 30, and she'll answer that. Because my husband and I are getting at the age where all the math we took in school, we forgot. And so I can't do math at the top of my head. So you could ask her how to do that. Also, dictionary. Okay, that's good. Finance. They even have a finance section. How is the S&P doing? What did the market close at? I'm wondering if you could ask about specific stocks. This is, like, pretty damn cool. Translation is excellent. I haven't tried that. So if you ask, you know, what is the Dr. Dahlia Show? Like, como es el programa de radio de Dr. Dahlia or something like that, it'll translate it for you. You know, and it may say, oh, es muy malo. Malo, which is bad. Okay, so hopefully it doesn't rate or review the thing. But that's pretty excellent. I mean, I'm going to be trying to make a trip to Europe this year, so maybe I could walk around with my Google Translate. That is excellent. So pretty exciting stuff. And the reason why I decided to kind of look at what's going on with this Google thing is because many of you guys do not want to go to the doctor, right? And you're upset that your doctor won't Skype you or email you like you hear other doctors do. Now, GCN has a real good telemedicine site, so check that out. All right? But for those of you that are at home and you're like, you know, what do I do with this itch or what's this rash? I'm wondering if Google Home will help you with that. And I'm going to test it out. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to act like I got an STD, okay? And I'll go through all my symptoms, and I'll see if Google can answer it. Now, they may say, you know, if this is Dahlia Wax, I'm expecting you have multiple super infections, right? And let us just suggest condoms. So I don't know if they're actually going to take it a step further and tell me what I need to do. But that's going to be very interesting. Also, it'll call you by name. You can tell what your name is. Now, this is why I brought this up. You know how I said I think our animals understand a lot more than we think? So, you know, I have a bunch of rescue cats and dog, and, you know, we only have one dog now, but, we got a lot of animals in the house. And so the little new kitty cat, her name is Snappy, and she's about maybe 8 months old. Well, she's trying to learn how to camouflage. She's kind of a tabby cat, and our carpet is brown. It started out lighter, but I guess, you know, with all the, you know, time and food dropped on it, the carpet's brown. So she, when I come and turn a corner, she tries to camouflage by just lying on the ground still. And I'm like, oh, you're so stupid. No, you don't know how to camouflage. Come on. And the big tabby cat looks at me like she's dumb. There's nothing we could do. So I tell Shaky Boo, the big tabby, just, you know, hold on. Let's teach her. So there was a straw hat. I have a lot of straw hats and southern things and cowboy stuff around the house. I just do. So I have this straw hat sitting there. And I go, Snappy, go under this and camouflage. So she comes over. She listens. She understands what I was going to say. So she goes under the hat. I only put it half on her to see if she could figure it out. So she figures out, she gets under the hat. Okay, and I go, see, now you're camouflaged. So this morning she tried it again. She tried to get under the hat, you know, and she tried to look like she was camouflaging, but her tushy was sticking out and her face was sticking out. So I try to pretend I can't see her, and I go, where's Snappy? And Snappy's trying to stay still, pretending she's camouflaging. So I go to Google, this Google Home, and I go, hey, Google, where's Snappy? And Snappy looks over at the Google Home to see if Google Home can figure it out. And the Google Home goes, I can't help you with that. I can't see her. And Snappy looks back at me like, yay, I camouflaged from Google. Whew. That's pretty damn cool. We think we can do that from the NSA. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now, That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we were talking about that Google Home. Now there's a lot of buzz on smart condoms. Have you guys heard about this? This smart condom? All right. This was, I guess, one of the biggest commercials and advertisements I have ever seen for a product come out. But it could be revolutionary. I'm going to kind of tell you what this is. This fascinates me. I don't think it's going to go far in the market, but it's fascinating, okay? Now, by the way, it makes sense that somebody is going to go, you know, and develop a smart condom. I mean, look at us on our smartphones. We don't go anywhere with it. You know, I mean, we always have our phone with us in our pocket, in our purse. Well, we used to be that way with condoms also. We wouldn't go anywhere without a condom. So it makes sense that eventually the smart technology would transfer from a phone later to a condom. And the company behind it is called British Condoms. That's the name of the company, British Condoms. And the product is called I.Con. Kind of like, they couldn't call it like an iPhone, I guess. So they called it I.Con. And that's their way of doing an iCondom. Okay? And apparently, it uses nanochip technology to measure the activity of the organ it's covering, obviously. And what's even more fascinating is apparently it can allegedly detect sexually transmitted diseases. Now, according to their website, BritishCondoms.uk, the icon will record, if you wear the condom, calories burnt during sexual intercourse, speed of thrusts, total number of thrusts, frequency of sessions, total durations of sessions, average velocity of thrusts. It's kind of like a pedometer, right? Except I'm calling it a penometer, right? See? Average velocity, girth measurement, different positions used, and average skin temperature. So this penometer, according to the website, uses a, well, they don't call it a penometer, but uses a nanochip and sensors. Icon will measure and remember a number of different variables during your sessions. Once your session is completed, you will be able to use the Icon app to download your recent data. This could be paired to the device using Bluetooth technology. Once you've downloaded your data, the Icon will automatically clear its memory, making a way for your next session. They say it is pretty easy to use. Now, I don't really see the average young guy want that data. I mean, he may want to, you know, compare it to others. Now, I guess the battery life, I wrote an article about this. One of you had asked me, the article's on my website at drdahlia.com. Let me find out. The battery life is, I think, 7 to 9 hours. Let me pull this up. This is like crazy. Sorry. Let me pull up what the battery life is. I'm trying to pull up their website. Okay. And so you charge it. But for now, if you're thinking what I'm thinking, that's exactly what I thought. Smartphones heat up. Some of these smartphones catch fire. Some of them have exploded. I don't know if I would be putting, I'm not a guy. So, but if I don't know if I would have sex with somebody who would be wearing this at the time when it could explode. I mean, we're both getting hurt. Okay? All right, now, this is very interesting. Okay, here we go. All right, here's some of their questions. Is it an actual condom or is it reusable? No, it's not an actual condom because you have to throw those out. I'll tell you what the cost is in a second. It's a ring that will sit over a condom at the base, which you can use over and over and over again. It is extremely comfortable, water resistant, lightweight. You won't even know it's there, ensuring maximum pleasure. They say they use a nanochip and sensors, which I told you about. There is a micro USB port. So you plug your icon into the computer. You could charge it at work. And the charging takes approximately an hour. The charge lasts 6 to 8 hours worth of live usage. Again, the average guy, probably, 3.5 minutes? So I think that gives him ample use. What can Icon do with the data? Is it anonymous? Yes, apparently the data is anonymous. Unless, of course, somebody decides to hack Icon database. You will have the option to share your data with your friends. Is this what guys do? Wait, and for those of you listening, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, is this really what guys talk about? Do they talk about the calories burnt, the speed of thrusts, right, the frequency? Well, they might talk about the frequency of sessions, the girth they may talk about. So now guys could show each other the actual proof. And I'm not a guy. But if my friend said, look, this is me, I would be like, so? So what? All right. So how much does it cost? In pounds, $59.99, which is about $74 in U.S. dollars. And it carries a one-year warranty. All right? It's going to be available to purchase on BritishCondoms.UK only. But what they're hoping is that it could be later available in stores worldwide. So sizes, apparently there's a band adjustment, so you could flex the ring any way you want. It's in the final stages of testing, so it's not even available. And now it's all over the place. But here's my thing. The reason why I'm bringing this up, and the reason why I think this is so fascinating, is if it can actually pick up STIs, sexually transmitted illnesses. I really want to say STDs, but we don't say that again anymore. And I guess, according to Medical Daily, the reason why they're able to do it is because the sensors are supposed to have the ability to pick up antigens, like these little protein antigens that could be released by an infectious process, obviously including a sexually transmitted disease. So let's say somebody, and remember, it does check temperature. All right, so if you personally are starting to have, I don't really see penile fevers, to be honest, right? But let's say you just in general, you know, start to have a fever. This could tell you that your body temperature is rising before you even know. But here's the thing. What would really, really make this wonderful is if it's near the not the base, but the top part, the most distal part of it, such that if it picks up a change in acidity in the lady or a change in bacteria immediately, that could warn the user that there could be an STD. The problem is not all STDs are going to, you know, manifest that way. Like herpes, for example, will be on the skin. Genital warts will be on the skin. And so, you know, maybe the base may pick up the others, but if we're talking about discharge, you know, but the potential is there. I mean, if they're this close, this could really revolutionize us finding STDs, preventing STDs, maybe even treating the superbugs. I mean, syphilis is on the rise. Syphilis was almost non-existent, and then all of a sudden, with all the dating and the apps and the syphilis made a comeback, and once it made a comeback, it started to spread like wildfire. So now we're seeing syphilis on the rise. And this super gonorrhea that's resistant to, you know, most antibiotics, right, where we have to now be very, very cautious and use a double antibiotic regimen to treat. Okay, if you could be aware that somebody has gonorrhea before you even have sex with them and you stop, that could be pretty fabulous. But I don't think they have that technology there. So if this does end up becoming what I think it could be, this could be fabulous. Right now, though, until we have more information, I don't really see people buying it. I don't see anybody over the age of 25 really caring about that kind of data. All right? So I just don't, you know, like I said, is it going to heat up? Is it going to explode? But the other advantage could be with erectile dysfunction. If they figure out what the issue is, and we know what the issue is in terms of vascular support of the organ and, you know, peripheral vascular disease and testosterone, there's a bunch of reasons, loss of libido, psychological factors. But if there is something that this condom could do as a feedback mechanism, right, while you're wearing the condom or contraption, that could be a way to continue the erection without the need of you taking a pill. Safer and maybe more effective. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, actually you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. I know many of you guys listen to the show at night. Still, if you ever have any medical questions, still call in. If we get them on the answer line, you can go ahead and answer them the next day on the show, which you will then hear the following evening. Or you can also email us, and we'll answer your questions at drdahlia.com, or go to drdahlia@hotmail.com. So lots of different ways where you could reach me. All right? Now, this was heartbreaking. Apparently, there's a mother who exclusively breastfed her son, and the son died. Landon Johnson would have been 5 last week. And his mom has been unfortunately struggling and very bravely sharing the details of her son's death. And finding the courage to be able to talk about this is phenomenal. I can't imagine what she's going through and the guilt she must be feeling. And apparently, this is being reported by Fox News and KidSpot, baby Landon died after going into cardiac arrest caused by severe dehydration. The mom of two claimed she exclusively breastfed her son, but that he would have been alive today if she had just given him a bottle and supplemented. She said, did you know newborns aren't supposed to cry all the time? They're supposed to eat and sleep and dirty their diapers. I had no idea that he was inconsolable because he was starving, she wrote. Jillian and her husband, Jared, did everything to prepare as first-time parents. They also booked into a baby-friendly hospital in the U.S., which is geared towards breastfeeding. On February 24, 2012, Landon was born. Jillian shares with Fed His Best that Landon was breastfed exclusively, even though he would cry constantly unless he was on the breast. The mom was concerned about the constant feeds and crying, but was told her son was latching well and was cluster feeding. One lactation consultant did mention that Jillian might have trouble producing milk because she was diagnosed with polycystic ovarian syndrome, but no one suggested supplement feeding. She says she trusted the doctors and nurses to help her through the first few days with the newborn, especially because she was medicated after the emergency C-section and she was a first-time mom. She goes, but I was wrong. I've learned I have to be my child's number one advocate. She nursed over 9 hours during his first 24 hours of life, but after being alive just 53 hours, he lost 10% of his birth weight. Now, kids will lose, you know, they lose some of their birth weight, but they should regain it by the latest 2 weeks. Okay? But, I mean, they do dehydrate in the first day or two. But that's why, you know, hopefully the milk comes in. You give colostrum, which has a lot of nutrients, but it doesn't have a lot of volume your first day or two of after birth until the milk comes in. Jillian and her baby were discharged less than 3 days after giving birth. She was returned home. Usually with C-section, we keep you about 2-3 days. She returned home, and Landon continued to frequently breastfeed with the mother whose milk had not come in. Landon was found unresponsive after eventually falling asleep from quote-unquote cluster feeding. We took him home, not knowing that after less than 12 hours home with us, he would have gone into cardiac arrest caused by dehydration. When a baby is only on the breast, how do we gauge how much you're actually getting out? Yes, there should be wet and soiled diapers and weight checks, right? And where is the limit as to weight loss and a minimum of the diapers changed? So Lana was rushed to the hospital, put on a ventilator, taken to the NICU, neonatal intensive care unit. Then an MRI confirmed a brain injury from oxygen deprivation due to low blood pressure from dehydration and cardiac arrest. He was taken off life support 15 days later. So, just wow. So the mom is still plagued with guilt and anger over losing her baby boy. When her second child, Stella, was born, she was much quieter than Landon, and Jillian kept asking the nurses what was wrong with her. They replied nothing. It was then I realized that it wasn't normal for a newborn to cry as much as Landon did. He was just crying out from his hunger, but I didn't know. I should have known. So, it looks like Stella is doing well. This is something that I had told you on air, and me being a doctor, we're always the most frustrating patients to other doctors and nurses. But when my son came out underweight for him, my babies, they're supposed to be kind of big, and my kid came out, 6 pounds, 10 ounces, and he kind of looks skinny. We had low fluid, oligo. I was in labor with him 5 days. I mean, we had to induce him, and it was a pretty rough delivery. And when the milk didn't come in, I said, to heck with that. I'm like, I'm going to give him a bottle. And the nurses were mad at me. They were like, no, you need to breastfeed. I go, I am going to still breastfeed, but I got to give this kid some fluids. And they didn't believe me. And they said, and they argued with me, and you know, God bless the nurses. They're the backbone of, you know, our healthcare system. And many nurses are right when it comes to, look, you gotta be diligent with the breastfeeding. If you exclusively breastfeed, the milk will come in faster, and they're right about that. But my hunch was, especially with my first kid, that something wasn't right. Something was not gonna be right, and I opted to make sure he got some fluids. And that was just my instinct. But you see, luckily I was a physician. And so I was just worried that it wasn't a nutritional issue. He would be low on fluids. And so, you know, to the nurse's dismay, I did that. And, it was, you know, kind of frustrating to have that conversation. But because I'm a doctor, you know, I was like, to hell with this. I'm doing it. You know, and so I wasn't able to let them talk me out of it. If this mom was talked out of it, you know, or if this mom was just dead bent on, you know, I'm just going to exclusively breastfeed, which, by the way, has worked for centuries. For some babies, it doesn't. That's why there were wet nurses. You know, that's why you would, you know, swap kids and, you know, whoever had more milk would feed your kid. You know, but, you know, what has been historical is there have been many moms out there that don't make enough milk. And if you're possibly one of them and you think there's any chance that that child, you know, could not be getting enough fluid and not, you know, wetting enough diapers, that's a problem. Your kid should basically eat every 1 to 3 hours. Sleep no more than 3 hours between daytime feeds, although some of them will, you know, sleep longer. Your baby should have 5 to 6 wet disposable diapers or you know, with the urine that is kind of pale yellow in the beginning. Their stool is going to be very dark, and then it's going to start turning yellowish, all right? You should be able to feel your breast become softer. You should be able to feel the breast empty. You know, right now, the World Health Organization recommends breastfed and formula-fed infants and children from birth to age 2 to be monitored. If you exclusively breastfeed, that's fine, but we need to monitor for growth. The CDC recommends that healthcare providers in primary care settings use the growth reference charts, which many of you guys have seen when you brought your kids to the doctor. You could breastfeed, all right, exclusively for the first 6 months after birth. You can breastfeed for 2 years. I've known moms to breastfeed for 5 years. But between 4 and 6 months of that baby's age, you're going to start introducing little rice, other foods. So water, juice, things like that. Or not juice, but I'm sorry. You don't want to do water or juice because there's not caloric intake. And if they get enough milk, you don't really give a kid water. You'd give a kid breast milk. You don't want to give whole milk. Whole milk doesn't have the nutrients, and you wouldn't even give whole milk till after a year because the child could become anemic. But we do start to introduce solid foods definitely by 6 months. So, yes, breastfeeding is great. You can breastfeed as long as you want, and the AAP recommends at least 12 months. But if the kid's getting dehydrated, you got to supplement. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you can do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. If you know anybody that works in the healthcare field and wants to learn Spanish, please visit LearnHealthSpanish.com. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount. Very cool gift, very inexpensive, easy to learn. You can basically finish a whole course in under 2 hours, take some quizzes, even get a certificate to show your boss. or add to your resume. So please check that out at learnhealthspanish.com. Pretty cool and pretty fun. Yoon, I hope I pronounced that right, Yoon writes, Doc, I've been experiencing back pain at work. It's part-time, so they don't cover health insurance. Thank you, Obamacare. Yeah, thanks, Obamacare. I never had back pain until I started working there 6 months ago. The chairs are very uncomfortable, but I'm worried something else is going on. Should I file a workers' compensation medical claim? Will they fire me if I do? All right, so I could ask this periodically. I haven't been asked in a while about workers' comp, and that's a very, very good question. All right, you know, there's a few issues here. One is it even a workers' comp claim? Two is, are you going to get fired if you file workers' comp? So let's just quickly discuss this. All right, first, workers' comp, a variety of cases can be, you could bring up anything to your employer or human resources, right? And see if it could be, let's say, filed under workers' compensation. So, for example, you trip and you fall. You sprain your ankle. You sprain your knee. You fall off a roof. You sustain a fracture. You cut off your finger at work. All right? Even, let's say you've been at a job for 10 years, and you're typing so much that you start to get carpal tunnel. These are all things that you could bring to human resources, and obviously if you're not in the hospital, you know, from the fall, and they have a process. They have to have workers' compensation insurance, and any work-related injury they are supposed to cover by law, a work-related injury. So if it's a slam dunk, like, look, you know, I was, you know, in the meat section, you know, or in the butchery, you know, preparing meat, and I caught my, you know, finger on the meat slicer. I mean, that's cut and dry. There's witnesses there. You're obviously bleeding. You had to go run. And they will tell you where to go. Okay, whenever you have an injury, even though most of the time workers' comp will cover, you know, if it's like an emergency, the hospital that you go to, if it's a non-emergency room sort of injury, usually the workers' comp has somebody on their workers' comp plan, a certain urgent care or a certain medical clinic, et cetera. So that's something that's worked out and ahead of time. Unfortunately, many times when injuries happen, the boss may not be around or somebody from HR may not be around. So here you are bleeding. You just go. I mean, just get medical care. You could always, you know, figure that, you can always, you know, determine that later. Part-time workers will be covered by workers' compensation, just like a full-time worker. Again, if you injure yourself on the job. Now, where it gets tricky is if it's something like, all right, well, you know, I've been developing back pain. All right, now that's going to be a little harder to prove. Okay, have you been developing back pain truly because of the job? You know, somebody could say, yeah, it's because I sit 3-4 hours a day at work. Well, you know, the workers' compensation company could say, but where do you sit at home? You know, if you sit at home watching TV on a couch that's uncomfortable or, you know, at your desk at home, you know, why are you blaming work for this? And so the part-time wouldn't be an issue for you getting workers' comp or not. You hurt yourself at work, you know, But if your part-time is the amount of hours, that may not necessarily warrant your developing years of carpal tunnel or years of a rotator cuff injury from frequent stocking, let's say. That's where the part-time could become an issue. Now, if, let's say, this is really the case, you're fine, you've been fine at home, but you are given a seat with no lumbar support, it's very uncomfortable, one of those hard plastic things, let's say. And you know, then a few different things could happen, okay? It could be a workers' compensation claim. You go to HR, you say, look, I need to be evaluated for my back. Every time I'm at work, my back is hurting, right? And, you know, even if they're grumpy, they may have to, you know, see if this is, they may have to talk to their workers' compensation case to see if this is something that needs to be covered by them and evaluated. with chronic issues though, all right, that you could be developing, again, it's tricky. The workers' compensation doctor could see you and say, let's say your manager says, yep, this is workers' comp, go ahead. You may see the workers' compensation doctor and they go, well, no, this is not an issue. And where, when would something like that happen? Well, let's say you have been at work for about 2 months, okay, and your back is hurting. They take x-rays or an MRI, and they see degenerative disc disease and a lot of osteoarthritis. That takes years to develop. I mean, at least multiple months, more than the 2 months you were working there. And so if the radiologist or the workers' compensation doctor says, wait a second here, there's degenerative disc disease, but this is chronic or this is much older, then, again, it's not going to be something that you currently did. Can you be fired? Technically, your job can't, as soon as you file a workers' comp claim, fire you. However, if you work in an at-will state, all right, or where they can, then you can technically be fired. They may not say they did it because of your workers' comp claim. Let's say you were doing drugs and you fall and you hurt yourself. And they have a policy where you're not allowed to do drugs. In most workers' comp cases, they will do a drug test. They could fire you for having done drugs. And you may say, yeah, but it's because I filed for workers' comp. Well, not necessarily. If you, let's say, were careless and, they told you not to climb a ladder to let maintenance do that and you did it and they could fire you. Because they told you what not to do, safety reasons, okay? And you violated that. So that's where the firing is justified. And then there's been many people where they say, no, I lost the job, and they said it was money issues. They said it was financial. And with that, if their workers' comp insurance went up, or if they blame the economy, they could tell you for financial reasons they have to, lay people off. That isn't, they aren't necessarily admitting it's because of workers' comp, and maybe it has nothing to do with workers' comp. Now, what I would recommend you do, though, Yoon, is if the chairs are highly uncomfortable, whether it's a workers' comp claim or not, HR has to allow accommodations. All right? If the workers' comp doctor doesn't, think the case is work-related or workers' comp insurance doesn't cover the case, your regular physician, I know you don't have insurance, but you may have to see a regular physician who writes notes saying you need accommodations at work. They have to get you a better chair, something more ergonomic, or allow you to bring a pillow or allow you to bring in your own chair. But, if you're having issues, and most employers will abide by that because they don't want a workers' comp claim. Once you say, look, I'm having some issues, can we please make this a little bit more comfortable? Then, if they don't and you continue to have an issue, then there's a case. So I hope that kind of answers it. You see, it's kind of complex to do in one segment, but I hope that answers your question. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof woodlook flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.